Welcome to the Home Services Business and Marketing Success Podcast, a show created to inspire home service contractors to achieve optimal success and build a thriving home services business. I'm your host, Don Franklin, the founder of Lead Nurture Close Web Marketing, the digital agency specialized for home service contractors, and also the author of the book, How to Grow Your Home Service Business with a Proven Internet Marketing Strategy That Works. On each episode, I'll be sharing proven tips, strategies, and processes from leading experts in the industry on how to achieve success in a home service business so you can discover what businesses and marketing efforts actually work and how you can take your business to the next level.
All right, welcome to your 2021 Internet Marketing Plan. And this is a webinar on how to maximize your lead flow for the new year for landscaping, hardscaping, and outdoor living contractors. And we're going to go over just kind of a game plan, and this is what we're going to cover. I want this to be more of a workshop, not just a webinar where I'm talking to everybody, but I would love some engagement and interaction as well. So in the chat, I'll be asking from time to time for you to engage there. So what we're going to cover is the very first and most important thing is setting goals for your 2021. You know, how many leads do you need to hit your target for 2021? That's probably the very most important thing is setting that foundation first. Then we're going to talk about the three fundamentals of marketing success and what each one of those are and how to address them. Then we're going to talk about optimizing your website for conversion in 2021 and beyond. We're going to look at the big picture of online marketing channels that you should be tapping into to maximize your lead flow online. And then we're going to discuss the latest trends that you need to focus on for 2021. And then the most important, what this is all doing is developing a custom action plan based on where you are now and what you need to do right now so that you can have a successful 2021 next year. So some housekeeping items. I really want your attention. So make sure you turn off your cell phones, turn off your Facebook. I've done that myself. And if you're a landscaping, hardscaping, or outdoor living business owner, and you're really serious about getting the results that you want in 2021, then the next 60 to 90 minutes is going to be very important for you to pay attention to, as it's really going to help make that impact for you. So ethical bribe here. If you stay till the end, I'm going to give you a few little goodies. We've got an ultimate checklist that's really going to take you through a lot of these key points we're talking about today. Also, our digital marketing success strategy, I'm going to give you that. And then a little template guide on the best way to kind of follow through on your website and make sure that your website's a conversion machine. And those are going to be at the end that I'll give those out to you if you stay to the end. So who am I? Who is Don Franklin? And why should you listen to me? I'm the author of The Ultimate Guide to Internet Marketing for Landscaping, Hardscaping, and Outdoor Living Contractors. I've been providing digital marketing services to the local service-based businesses for over the 12 plus years. I'm a current member of BNI, which is Business Networking International. Been a member for over 12 years there as well. And I'm a founding member of our chapter. And then I've been a president there multiple terms throughout the years. And then I've also been a director of BNI as well. I'm a widely accepted premier expert in internet marketing for home service businesses. And I work exclusively with landscaping, hardscaping, and outdoor living businesses across the US and internationally. And this is what we do. Our mission is to triple the sales of 500 landscaping, hardscaping, and outdoor living companies. And it's a passion of ours. We're a premier Google partner and a Facebook marketing partner. And that helps us to do our mission. And it's just something that it's very near and dear to our hearts. And we really want to make this happen because if we can change lives in your business, we're changing lives in your local community, and we're changing in lives to the members that you actually employ. So, question, and I want everybody to post in the chat, what's the hardest part about marketing your landscaping, hardscaping, or outdoor living business online? What's the hardest part for you personally? Yeah. You know, which avenue? Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of different channels. Yep. Okay. So I sent this out. If you haven't had a chance, download your workbook. This is going to be important to play along. Daniel or Kristen, if you could drop the link for this workbook. You can put pen to paper and write actually in the workbook if you can print it out. If not, paper and pen. It's very important to get this to the paper, and it's going to help solidify this. And I want this to be kind of a workshop and not just me speaking, and I want you to actually take some action. So why? So why is kind of the foundation for all of us? And we all have a personal why of what we do. There's a reason for being in business, you know, whether that's just to have the freedom, whether it's to provide for your family. So the why is important to think about for the overall why. But the second why are you here today on this webinar? It's a marketing webinar for your business, but what are you hoping to achieve out of it? You know, what's the most important thing to get your business to the goals that you want to get to for 2021? Well, one of the biggest whys is unclear. There's so many options when it comes to marketing. Where do you spend your budget? You know, we have everything from SEO, pay-per-click, websites, online reputation, email marketing, text messaging, social, paid ads. You know, there's a lot. There's a lot of moving parts. And it's, you know, unless this is what you do day in and day out, you really don't know where or how to do it. And we're going to address that. You know, marketing is a major investment. And, you know, you put a lot of money into marketing, and a lot of people have tried it with, you know, some success, little success, no success. Some have done things, you know, in-house, and they end up having not a lot to show for it. They may have had a little bit of success, but it still didn't get their business to the next level that they're trying to get to. So if you don't have a clear plan, you can easily overspend, and worse, you can underspend and underperform and not take your business forward. And that's what we're going to try to fix for you today. So the opportunity is this: if you have a clear plan with the goals, targets, and KPIs, which is key performance indicators, if you have that laid out, you can generate enough leads to hit your targets and keep your crews working. And that's the ultimate goal. That's building up a business and just having that systematized marketing lead generation machine that's just bringing in the business for you. The great return on your investment is what our ultimate goal is, right? If you don't have an ROI, then why do it? So success looks like your lead flow is being maximized. You're getting as much possible lead flow as you can, and you're going to hit your sales goals for 2021. That's what success is going to look like. So to do that, we have to set very clear goals. And again, use your workbook, your worksheet, and put it to paper. If you don't have that available, you need to set this stuff in place in writing. So what are your goals for 2021? There's a great saying here by Brian Tracy: success is goals, all else is commentary, right? So if you don't have goals set in place, how do you know you were successful? How do you know you reached them? How do you know you got to where you needed to go? So you have to have goals in place. Otherwise, this is a great analogy. It's like having a sailboat on the middle of the ocean, just kind of sitting there with no wind. You know you want to get to that land or to that island or to that destination, but you have no way to propel you. You have nothing to put you in motion and to make sure that you're on the right path getting there. You're just kind of out drifting, being taken to wherever you're going to be taken to, just based off the small waves that are going, right? If you put in clear goals, it's like putting a wind in your sails. It's going to propel you. It's going to push you forward. And then you can make sure that you're guiding and taking you to the right place that you want to go. And that's the key. That's the most important thing here. There was a Harvard study done back in 1979 where they interviewed grads and then they followed them across the years. And 84% of those had no specific goals. 13% of those had goals, but they weren't written down. And then 3% had very clear written goals and plans to accomplish them. And here's what the results were. 13% of the class who had the goals were earning on average twice as much as that 84% who had no goals at all. What's even more staggering is the 3% who had clear written goals, they were earning on average 10 times as much as the 97% put together. So it's important to put down goals, have them written, and a plan of action to get you to those goals. And this is what we're going to try to help you do today. So the goal setting framework, again, written goals and plans, write them down. do them now as we're working through this. At a minimum, you need to set a one-year goal, quarterly goals, and then monthly goals. And you have to have these stopping points at the new year and the end of each quarter so that you can look back and reflect what you've done right, what you've done wrong, do you need to make adjustments, and how to get there to keep you on track for your year goal. Otherwise, if you just put a year goal in place, you have no way to kind of look back and see what you need to do and make the adjustments to get there. You're just kind of, again, that sailboat just sitting out there in the water with no wind kind of pushing you in the right direction. So what are your goals for 2021? You need to know, what is your revenue target? You need to figure out what that is monthly. And then you need to figure out how many jobs you need to book to get to that. And you need to know what your average transaction value is for a customer. Here's a great example on how to do this. And we're gonna keep simple numbers for the math in my head. So if your target revenue is 1.5 million for next year, for 2021, what is that gonna equate to monthly? And you can just take a blended average and divide that by the month. I know some months are gonna be seasonal, up and down. Let's take an average, and on a monthly basis, that's $125,000 a month, right? Then you need to look at, what's your customer transaction value? And again, this is gonna be a blended average. You can separate this out in two different ways. If you do maintenance type services and you have monthly clients, commercial, that kind of stuff, or if you're just doing, you know, project-based, you can either separate them and do them separate, or you can combine it and kind of come up with a blended number. But for, again, simplicity, let's just go $5,000 as your average project or client value. So how many booked jobs is it going to require for you to hit that number? And that's very simple math. You divide that target number by the transactional value, and it's 25 booked jobs per month. Let's take it one step closer. How are you going to get to that? So first off, you need to know what your conversion rate is from a caller to a booked call. And we're just going to use 30%. It's a pretty good average medium number. I know some are much higher, some might be a little bit lower, but if this is, look at 30%, you're going to divide that book job target, which is 25 jobs, by 0.30 for 30%, and you need 83 leads per month. You have to have 83 leads per month coming in order to hit that target. Inside a worksheet that I've got for you, the link's here, Kristen, Daniel, if you can drop the link for that as well. This worksheet kind of does what we just kind of went over. You can put in your numbers, kind of play with it, and come up with what you need specifically for your business and how you're gonna get to that. So goals, you know, what are your goals? Anybody wanna share what your goals are for 2021? You know, do you have how many leads that you need to get there? That's the key element that you need to have written down and put into action, so that you can make sure that you get to that place you want to go. Anybody want to share? You don't have to share. You know, the other thing is you don't have to share here, but share it with your team, share it with your spouse, share it with somebody, because when you verbalize this, you kind of put it out there into the universe, and you're kind of making sure that it's not something, you know, randomly put somewhere and then forgotten about. You know, put it on paper, put it on your wall, put it where you can see it, and regularly have that on top of mind so that you're making sure that you're pressing forward to get there. So now we're gonna talk about the fundamentals. The fundamentals, there's three elements. And the first one is the market, or who, and what we call the avatar. And there might be multiple avatars for your business. Again, if you're, you know, commercial doing maintenance, that's one avatar, versus if you're doing project work, building a, you know, custom fire pit and backyard, that's a whole different avatar. So we need to determine who your avatar is, and then we need to determine the message for those avatars. So we can't do the message without the market, without knowing who. So we're going to discuss those and dive into those a little bit here. So in order to update your marketing message, and that's what we want to do right now, is you need to determine who your ideal customer is. And again, there may be more than one. So who's your ideal customer avatar? We have demographics, and there's some samples here, and it may be a little bit different in your geographical market, but obviously, you know, homeowner, you know, 35 years and older, 60% male, married with kids or grandkids, you know, 100,000 annual income, they're family oriented, likes outdoors, lives in suburbs. They want to keep up with the Joneses. So you need to kind of dial in who the demographic is for whichever avatar that you're trying to focus on. Then the other thing is pains and frustrations. You know, what is this ideal customer's pain and frustrations? And the reason why you want to think about this is because you're going to try to solve these for them. So, you know, their backyard's in a dire need of being redone, or they can't get a landscaping company on the phone or return their call. They're too busy to deal with it on their own. They don't have the creativity, or they don't have the skills, equipment, tools to do the right job, right? So those are some pains and frustrations. Then you have fears and implications, and then goals and desires. Fears, you know, they fear being ripped off or overcharged, or, you know, having damage done because of faulty workmanship, or having to wait around for crews, or inconvenience, bill more than what they can afford. So you want to determine what kind of fears that this avatar is looking at. Then you have goals and desires. You know, what goals and desires would your ideal customer have? Are they wanting to get their landscaping done for the summer? They have some kind of issue, they just want to get behind them. They just want to spend time in their backyard and enjoy it and have family time there and having a well-kept home, or they want to look more wealthy or have a more luxurious house, peace of mind. There's a lot of different goals and desires that you can kind of determine what your ideal customer is feeling. And this is a great way to look at this. If you can see Joe Jones through Joe Jones' eyes, then you can sell what Joe Jones buys. So that's a very good analogy. If you can really figure out, get in their mindset of what they're experiencing, what they're wanting, what's driving them, then you can sell what they're wanting. You can be that provider for them. So now you need to craft your message. We know, you know, the who, we know what their pains are, what their desires are. So we have this workbook in there, a worksheet in the workbook. You can write on this, or you can just take notes and go back to this later. You can share this with your team and come up with this, but you want to figure out it's your unique value proposition. You know, why should anyone do business with you versus the competition? And then what benefits do you offer your target customer avatar? And this could be multiple ones. So you might be doing this multiple times. But what benefits can you offer that's going to resonate with them? Remember all those things that we just talked about, their fears, their pains, their desires? What can you do to solve those as your message? And so there's just some examples of some messaging that works, you know, having great warranties, you know, when you want to specify the years, you know, standing by your quotes for a whole year, free estimates, affordable financing, you know, high quality products. And then these are a couple that people always like to see, you know, best landscaping company in Arizona, or Phoenix, Arizona, trustworthy crew, or the trusted landscaping contractor in Phoenix, Arizona. So having those kind of messages, and you want to put these messages front and center. And we're going to talk about that, because that then comes down to the media. So by doing that, this is the case that you can make. Before you even talk to somebody, before they're even an actual true prospect, this is on your website, on your marketing material, on your flyers, on your business cards, on your trucks, you know, everywhere that you have messages for your brand, you can put these out there. And you, a lot of times you are actually making that customer make a decision before they even pick up the phone to talk to you. So money-saving offers, free same-day estimates, you know, always on time, leaving your home cleaner than we found it, great service, guaranteed, experience improvement track record. Those are all things that are solving some of those fears, desires that we talked about. So you want to display those prominently throughout your website and all your marketing material. So what's your message? Anybody come up with a message doing that? Anybody wanting to share that message? No, that's all right. The point is put it to paper, take this back and really think about it and go through this, because it's going to make a difference in your 2021 plan, I promise you. So now that we have the message and we have the avatar, who our client, ideal client is, how are you going to get that message out there? I kind of already talked about it briefly. but that's the media. And the most important thing is your hub, which is your website. And you want to make sure that is dialed in and converting. Doesn't matter where the traffic's coming from, where these prospects are coming from. Could be anything online, of course, you know, social media, Facebook, you know, YouTube, any of those kind of channels. Could also be your offline marketing, right? It could be coming from the door hangers. It could be coming from yard signs, your trucks, radio, magazines. You know, think about what's always the call to action on there. They'll say, call me at this or visit our website, right? They're going to go to your website, and you need to make sure that's set up to convert. And if it's not set up to convert, you're missing opportunity. So what is setting up a website to convert? You want to make sure that there's, you know, a very clear phone number. You want to make sure it has authentic images throughout the site. You want to make sure it's got call to actions and forms and authority trust symbols. Again, the messaging that we talked about, you want that throughout your website, you know, reasons to call, anything that's going to solve any of those pain points or desires they're looking to get. You want that on your website as well. And again, I'm going to give this to you at the end. You're going to have this. This is kind of a template that you can look at to make sure your website's on point, that it's becoming a landscaping website converting machine. That's the whole goal is, you know, everything that's coming into to your website, if it's not on point, it's like a leaky bucket. You know, these things are just dropping right out of your website as fast as they're coming in, and you want to make sure you're capturing those. So is your website set up for conversion? Again, does it speak to your avatar? All the things that we just kind of talked about, that addressing their fears, their frustrations. Is it speaking as why they should choose you versus the competitor? A lot of times, if that messaging is right, they're going to stop right there and just contact you versus moving on and researching further to a competitor. Does it have the authentic images of your team on the homepage and throughout your website? And then this is a key one, is video elements. Is there a website welcome video? You know, do you have videos about your services on each of your service pages? Are you explaining the process for them? You know, through video, are you giving them an idea of, again, why they should contact you versus the competition? Those are all very important videos, and we're going to talk a little bit more about video. Does your website showcase your online reviews prominently on the homepage? And there's a lot of tools out there, and there's just a couple of them. Bird Eye, Review Buzz, our own software, which is Lead Nurture Close. Something needs to be put in place so that your reviews are prominently displayed on your homepage. You know, does it make sense for them to take action? Is it easy to get in contact with your company? And again, you don't want to be hiding this stuff. You know, you've taken all this time and energy to get them to your site. You want to make it as easy for them as possible. A confused mind doesn't buy. Steps need to be easy and front and center. So these are some basics that you need to have in order. Your phone number is in the top right corner. And here's a big one, always visible when you scroll through your website. If your phone number disappears as I scroll, that's not making it easy for them to contact you, right? You want to not play hide and seek with your phone number. Big, top right corner. For mobile, make sure it's clickable or that your website's responsive and turns mobile so that it's easy for them. Having credibility and authority using symbols that people already recognize as authority, like, you know, BBB and Angie's List and Home Advisor, things that you get the authority perceived from having those symbols on there and credibility. So you want to make sure those are on your site because that's going to increase the conversions, guarantee it. And then an offer to claim. Is there some kind of offer for them to claim, whether it's something free, something value, a discount, you know, having an offer. I don't care who it is or people or human nature. We like to have discounts and save money. Even the most affluent people still like to have some kind of offer, some kind of discount that they can claim and kind of feel good about. So having something like that on your website, those are some important basics to make sure you have done. And then calls to action on every page that speaks to your customer avatar based on the kind of the stuff that we already talked about. It tells them exactly what to do. So not just on your homepage, if they're, you know, browsing your site or they landed on a different page when they came in, you want to make sure that there's a clear call to action for them to take action and make sure that it's speaking to them based on all those messaging that we've already kind of addressed. And then this is a big one, and so many people I come across are missing this. Are you giving them the opportunity to engage via chat? Not everybody's ready to pick up the phone and call. Not everybody is wanting to put in their contact information. Sometimes they just want some little questions answered. And a lot of times this can help you, go through your funnel and make sure that you're dealing with your ideal avatar, right? Maybe they're looking for a service that you're not actually providing, and there's a quick way to save some time and answer the question for them. And people want to engage via chat these days. There's just a huge propensity of having immediate response and just getting a quick question answered without having to give my information. And so why leave those opportunities in the dark when there's a lot of opportunity there? Marketing automation, are you leveraging that? And SMS, text messaging. You put those in place and it's going to maximize your lead conversion rates. And we're going to address that a little bit further here in a few minutes. So pull up your website right now. Take a look at it. Look at the things that we just kind of talked about. And is your website built to convert? Is there any elements that you're missing that you need to tweak on it? If you have any that you kind of know offhand, I'd love to hear it. Put that in chat. I'd love to see what you're kind of looking at and discovering from this few basic elements. It doesn't take a lot. Just pick three, three top things that you notice your website's missing, because that can change the conversion rate really quick without doing anything else in your business. Phone number, it moves, when you scroll. Yeah, that's a big one. I've said this before, you don't want to play hide and seek with your phone number. Make sure that's front and center and never goes away. All right. Biggest marketing issue that I see not only in landscaping and hardscaping, but and not even just home service companies. I see this in so many companies around is unconverted leads. A lot of times people are thinking they need more leads, but they have a lot of leads coming in. They're just not converting them, and they're just kind of letting those unconverted ones go by. So why? Here's the problem. 50 to 60% of inbound leads leave unconverted. 90% of all web forms fail to convert. Facebook leads, which we're a high proponent of, have an average of 20% closing ratio. What about the other 80%? And Google Ads have a 45% closing ratio. So again, what about the other 55? Do we just put those in the garbage and not worry about it? Well, we spent a lot of money to bring those leads in. And here's why this is happening. Leads that are not followed up within the first 15 minutes go completely cold. Probably will never even be able to get them on the phone. Leads that are called within the first minute convert 391% higher. And then 78% of customers buy from the company that responds to the inquiries first. So the very first one that inquires is typically gonna get that customer. They're gonna win. The other thing is if you push out that response time 5 to 10 minutes or more, you're going to decrease your lead conversion by 80%. So if you're busy and you don't get back to them in 5 to 10 minutes, you just now lessen your chance of getting that to a customer by 80%. Now the average customer has to be followed up with 5 to 7 times before they even book. And today's consumers prefers to interact via text message. I kind of already talked about that. Phone call and email still work for some people, but in today's day and age, everybody's texting. Everybody's got that mobile phone and they want to interact via text message. Here's the solution. And that's the good news. There is a solution. So you can leverage marketing automation to follow up with the web forms, the Facebook leads, the Google leads. I don't care where they're coming in leads. It could be from your TV, radio, offline marketing flyers, everything that's coming in, they need to be responded to within the first few minutes of submission through phone, email, and text. You need to be hitting them with all these channels. And you need to automate the follow-up so that every prospect is touched 5 or more times and able to engage, yes, through two-way text messaging. That's just what it is these days, and it's going to be even more so in 2021. And then having somebody dedicated from 8 to 5, an office manager, appointment setter, somebody that calls these leads within 1 to 5 minutes. You want to make sure they're called right away. So is this a simple math? Again, I'm going to make it very easy. 100 leads, that's what we have coming in. Your conversion rate, we talked about, let's just say the, 30%, that's a decent conversion rate, could be higher, could be lower. Without any follow-up, 100 leads at 30% is 30 book jobs. And if we take the average ticket, again, just making it easy, 5,000, you might have, maintenance plans or bigger projects, but let's just say 5,000, that's $150,000. Now let's take that same exact 100 leads, not bringing in any more traffic. We just increase our conversion rate by 15%. So 45% conversion rate because we do automated follow-up. Now we have 45 book jobs with an average $5,000 ticket. Now we're looking at $350,000 revenue. Big difference for a small increase in conversions, right? So there's a lot of things that we can do that can put money in our pockets without adding, extra leads coming in. A lot of times people think that's the solution. So you want to make every single lead that you generate more valuable, right? So let's implement this in your business. Based off of those things that we just talked about, what are three elements that you can implement on your website to increase the conversions? Anyone want to share that? Make sure that you put that down on your notepad, in your workbook, three, baby steps. Because if you just do one, you're going to increase that conversions and put more money in your pocket. So I'd love to hear so far, what did you guys learn on that? Anything that you noticed? Anything you'd like to share? Not having a web form or an offer, yeah? Yep, that's a good one. Automation, texting, having a chat, absolutely. Chat's important. And with our technology and what we do, our chat takes it a step further, and it's actually two-way text. It's SMS chat. So even if they leave your website, you still have them to communicate with, right? So they did a chat, and now they're got interrupted and they're gone, but you can still communicate with them through SMS text. So it's speaking to those things that I was just talking about, SMS availability, chat, and being able to follow up and interact with them. Good points. All right, number four, know and track your KPIs. And KPIs is key performance indicators, right? So I don't care how you do it. You can do it as simple as a Google Sheet or an Excel sheet. There's a lot of tools out there, Data Studio. There's a lot of different things that you can use. You can make it as complex as you want or as simple as you want. But the main point is you need to be tracking your leads and your cost per lead from all your channels. We're talking your SEO, if your organic calls, your pay-per-click calls, your Facebook ads, your Google Maps calls, web forms, the traffic on your website. So all these little analytics you need to keep track of and make sure that you're not only knowing what they should be, but you're monitoring them so that you can, again, make adjustments and figure out how to optimize each channel and go all in where everything's going really well and you're getting the biggest ROI. What gets measured gets done. And that's the most important thing to take away from this. So far, what have we done? We've talked about clear goals and your target for 2021. For those of you that came in, I saw a few come in after we got started. We'll share again, the worksheet was in the chat, but we'll share them again. There's a workbook and a worksheet. And we've discussed clarity around your market, your message, and your media. So the market is your who, your avatar, the ideal message for your who, your avatar, and then how to get that out to them. We've made sure that our website is optimized for conversions. We've talked about converting more leads. And now we just went over just simple KPI tracking dashboard. I don't care what the method that you use for your tracking, just make sure that you're tracking. All right, so key trends for 2021. We're going to talk about things that you need to be thinking about and implementing for 2021. And the very first one, Facebook and Instagram ads. I know some people may have tried it, didn't have success with it. You know, a lot of people have tried to do it themselves or have their niece or nephew or something do it. And they may have gotten a little bit of results, no results. But the thing to remember with Facebook and Instagram ads is there is a very clear-cut strategy that we follow that gets you the results. And so it's not just putting up a Facebook ad and putting in the target audience that Facebook gives you, but we do it based on funnels and different conversion elements, bringing them from a top of funnel, middle funnel, bottom of the funnel until they become a customer. And we'll go a little bit more in detail on that. And then the shift from phone conversions to message conversions. As I mentioned, you know, this day and age, everybody's on their phones and they're just wanting to do things through messaging. And a lot of times the conversions are done through messaging versus the phone. You must rank your website on local search. Some people say, oh, no, we don't need local search. You know, SEO is not needed. And I'm going to explain why that's important and why you need to make sure you're doing that. Same with ranking in the Google Maps. Both of those are very important. And then retargeting. What is retargeting and why it's important? And we're going to address that. And then the whole concept here is, you know, you have to have an all-in perspective. It's not which channel do I do, it's all the channels have to be done. You have to have an omnipresence. They all work together and they're blended and they stack upon each other and they all exponentially increase your overall results. So an omnipresence with social amplification. And we're gonna go a little bit into more of those as well. And the last thing is video. Video, video, video. I can't stress video enough. Video is important in your ads, on your websites. Search engines have publicly said, as well as social applications, like Facebook and YouTube and everything else, have said how important video is and how they're putting that front and center for their users that engage with them. So video is extremely important. So what are Facebook and Instagram ads? Well, the main thing is the paid ads that are put out on Facebook and Instagram. And again, there's a very specific strategy that we use and we implement for our customers where it's putting the right message to the right user at the right time and re-engaging with them throughout the process. Because, you know, with Facebook and Instagram, you know, they're not actively going in and doing, it's not search intent. So we're using Facebook's AI and Facebook's information to make sure that we are targeting the right avatars in the right locations with all the right demographics, all their intents, and then we're putting your ads in front of them. And then not only that is we're then taking the ones that have seen these ads and we're putting other ads in front of them. So what we're basically moving them along the funnel, all within social media before they even become a lead to your business. And then we'll talk about some other things behind that. But the idea with these ads is it's building up your audience and it's bringing them through your own funnel, your own branded funnel to become a client. So why are Facebook ads so powerful? First off, there's 2.7 billion monthly active users on Facebook. You know, Facebook knows its users' interests and behaviors. Many times they know what we want before we even know we want it, which is great for advertisers. If anybody's watched Social Dilemma, you can go watch it on Netflix. It's a little scary. You know, they know everything about us, but this is, again, great for us, and we can use it to our advantage and use Facebook's, you know, artificial intelligence, the AI, to get us the results that we're wanting for our businesses. You can hyper-target your potential customers, and it's the lowest cost per lead of all online efforts. If you look at the little graph, you'll see the traditional newspaper, magazine, radio, cable TV, costly, very costly to reach just 1,000 people. And then all the way on the bottom is Facebook ads. You know, on average, and this is across all markets, it's 25 cents per 1,000 to get your brand and your message out in front of it. Very, very low cost. So now we're gonna jump to, you know, search engine optimization and ranking your website. And why this is important and why you should do it. And there's three places that you can actually get yourself onto page one of Google. One of them is what we call organic SEO, which is where that arrow is pointing to, and it's below the maps. The other one is in the maps, and we're gonna talk about that. And then of course there's Google paid ads. So there's three different places that that you can get yourself onto page one of Google. So why should you rank your website on Google? Why do you care about being on page one? Well, 87% of smartphone owners use a search engine. So you're capturing 87% of people if you're on there. They're going to their phone and they're doing a search for your company, what you offer, your problems that you solve, your solutions. As I briefly mentioned, the difference between like Facebook and Instagram and other social media ads, this is more for the middle and bottom funnel customers that you're capturing because it's a search intent. They're actually going to look for your services or solutions for their problems. So it's a higher search intent. So it's a little bit down the funnel. However, it doesn't mean they're necessarily your ideal avatar, which is what we're better at doing within Facebook and Instagram. So all these things kind of work together. So you want to make sure that your website, again, it's your online marketing hub. So people are going to search you out in the sales process. And being on Google is one of the places that they're going to go to. You know, the first page of Google search results is going to get 92, it does get 92% of all search traffic. So people, that 87% of smartphone users that are going to the search engine to do a search, the people that show up, the businesses that show up on the first page are getting 92% of all that search traffic. So you want to make sure you're there. The number one position on Google, they get 32.5% of all search traffic. They get one third of that traffic that's coming in. So then we have the maps listing. This is the second location you can get yourself onto the first page of Google. And it's important. There's only three listings that get displayed in the map section. And this is important for local businesses. And here's why. Google Maps is the preferred navigation app for 67% of all consumers. So the navigation app that they're going on their phone, they're using Google Maps. The three pack shows up before, as you just saw right here, the three pack of the Google listings and the maps shows up before the organic section. And then ranking in the three pack means that you're on page one of Google. So you have the organic section, the map section, and then the ads. And again, the ads are paid. So you're paying to rent out that space. 46% of searches on Google have a local intent. And that's a very key factor for home-based businesses, you know, landscapers and hardscapers. We are local, and so you want to make sure that you're showing up for them. And consumers click the call button on your Google Map listing. There's an actual call button on there, and they click that. Retargeting. So what is cross-platform retargeting? Some of you may know this, some of you may not know this, but I guarantee almost everybody's experienced this. So has anybody ever gone to Amazon or done some car shopping online and now all of a sudden a product is following them around everywhere they go? They're seeing that same product showing up on display ads and they're like, wow, that's crazy. And even more so now, devices are listening and hear words that are being spoken as well. So we want to implement this for your business. And it's very important to do this, and I'll explain why. So on your website, you can put something called a Facebook pixel. And what that does is it's essentially building an electronic list, not any kind of list that you can go and see and grab any kind of data visually. But it's an electronic list that is being built for, again, visitors coming to your website or to your social media from any place. So if you've got ads, flyers, trucks, radio, and they're coming to your website, we can actually pixel them through a Facebook pixel, and we can then present ads to them. And we can do this for up to 180 days. And these ads, are moving them down the funnel. They are building the brand of your business as well, so that top of mind. And it's making sure that your message that we've talked about before is being shown to these avatars, these people that are coming to your website. And it's making sure the right message is getting to the right avatar. This also has a little bit of a play of lead qualification. You know, you're qualifying people because they're seeing these certain messages and they're kind of learning about you and your business and your brand and what you do. So that way they kind of get a sense of their experience would be with what you provide. So why should you be doing the retargeting? Well, like I said, you can have up to 180 days that we can follow them around. Any customers that visited your website and they didn't make a call or complete a web form or a chat message, they just kind of went to your site and just did a little bit of research, we can actually follow them around. And again, it's increasing your marketing value that you've done from any marketing channel, even word of mouth or referrals. All of those are going to come to your website because it's your hub. They're going to come there and they're going to look you up and see what you do and see who you are and do a more research on you. But then they leave, they get busy, they're not ready to buy yet. We can follow them around and present your ad to them and multiple ads. So this is increasing the brand awareness and keeping top of mind so that they're ready to make a buying decision, that they come to you, that you're the brand that they've seen. Oh yeah, you know, this company. You know, so you want to make sure this is implemented. It's moving customers, as I kind of mentioned, down the funnel, and it's following them around on the internet. Sounds a little scary, but almost everybody knows about this. There's not really like a privacy issue that you have to worry about because we're not getting any of their contact information. It's just a little pixel that's dropped on them, and it's just like a tag for them. And again, you know, retargeted ads on Facebook are 76% more likely to get the clicks than regular display ads. Again, it's a branding, and it's making sure that, you know, we're getting that message to where they're at. And again, where are they all at? They're on Facebook and Instagram. And the reason why I said that it might be scary, but it's not, and everybody knows about it. Studies show that 3 out of 4 customers notice the retargeted ads. They notice these ads, and so they know about them. And it's still an important factor because it's still a branding image. It's being, you know, kind of brought to their attention. And it takes multiple times for them to kind of see this before they even decide to kind of, you know, take action or take the next step. And this is the most important. Retargeting ads are the lowest cost per lead. It's a very low cost because, you know, Facebook and display ads and everybody know that it's not just a cold audience. This is somebody that's already visited your website or you know, visited your ad or your social media. So it's kind of a little bit of a warmer audience. And so they reward you with that. So it's a very low cost per lead on the retargeting aspect. And here's some more stats of why you should be doing retargeting with Facebook. 70% retargeting makes it likelier to convert previous visitors into paying customers. So you're gonna get a stronger conversion. Remember, we're wanting to squeeze every ounce that we can get out of a lead that came from no matter where. Well, this is gonna get more of that opportunity out of your lead spend and all the effort that you do, no matter what it's, even if it's physical, just going around and knocking on doors and handing out flyers, it's going to increase the conversions on that effort. Retargeting results in 147% increase in your average conversion rates when it's properly integrated. So it supercharges your whole call to action. And this is a big one that a lot of people, I think, forget about. But retargeting has been found to increase your branded search results by at least 500%. And what does branded search results mean? It means if I hear of, you know, landscaping Arizona, and I go and say, my friend told me about them, I want to go do a search, right? So I type in landscaping Arizona. That's a branded search. So by doing retargeting ads, it's increased the branded search results by 500%. That's huge. You know, and then more sites, more visitors coming to your site. You know, retargeting actually delivers a 700% increase in overall site visitors because of the improved ad conversions or ad exposures. All right, so next thing, and I said how important video is. And a lot of times I get the kickback, oh, I don't want to be on video. I hate being on video. My video, I've got a face for radio and that kind of stuff. But I can tell you, this is the number one thing you should be implementing, and it's not hard to do. You can be putting this not only on your website, but in the ads. And here's the thing, It doesn't have to be polished. A raw video with your cell phone, you know, just taking some shots of your crews working, a quick testimonial, and you engaging with a customer, any of these things, raw, they actually convert better than some polished up video that's done. Professional videos have a place in the whole marketing aspect. We do also professional videos, but these raw videos, they convert way better. And just getting out there and doing it and just doing it consistently is going to drive a lot more conversions for you. People are people. We like to engage with people. We like to see authenticity in people and the brand. And it's going to increase your conversions and increase your leads coming in. I guarantee it. I can't stress how important video is to make sure that you're doing this. And, you know, we have things that kind of help, you know, give you ideas and give you some, I don't want to say scripts, but script ideas, because we don't want you to be script and reading a script. Literally, you know, being authentic and just shooting some raw video is going to do you so much good for your company. So, you know, why video? You know, 80% of people remember what they see, while only 20% remember what they read. We're visual people. We like video. That's why YouTube is so popular. Videos that are on social media are way more effective in capturing your customer attention. Think about what you do when you're scrolling through Facebook and, you know, you see a video, you know, you stop to kind of see what's going on with the video. And here's the biggest thing, in my opinion, is you can retarget people who have watched a video on social media, not with an image. So what I mean by that is I kind of talked about a little bit of our strategy, the way we do our funnel. Well, at the top of funnel, we could have some of your videos and, you know, people are scrolling through Facebook or Instagram and they see your video and they stop and watch that for a certain period of time. It's like, this is somebody that's a little bit interested. We then kind of put them in another category where we're going to retarget those people. They have a little bit of an interest. And so now we want to get some other messaging and some other ads shown to those people. You can't do that with an image, only video. And as I said before, the platforms for social media favor videos versus images for their users because they know the engagement and they know people like it. So they've already said publicly that they're going to display your video and get it seen more than an image is going to be seen. And video ultimately builds trust and brand awareness. As I said, people are people. People want to see who you are and they want to see the kind of experience that they might have using you. What other people have experienced, you know, they want to see what's it going to look like when you're in my backyard doing this work, you know, how clean your crews are, how professional they are. So that all builds up trust. And then of course, brand awareness. So now what we want to do is we want to build your 2021 plan. We've gone over a lot of stuff so far. We want to make sure you have an action plan and that you take this stuff and actually implement it for 2021. Now I know this is a lot of stuff. Not everybody has the budget to do all these things. Not everybody has the expertise to do all these things. But the point here is to start putting some plans in place. These are all meant to work on top of one another. If you look at that chart, it's like a wheel. And you want to make sure all these things are being moving forward. And it's more like a machine. And each one of these things is going to get you up to where you're, you know, just turning at 150 miles an hour and making sure, you know, all cylinders are firing. And so you want to make sure that you start to implement whatever, even if you only took a couple of these things and you start stacking upon them, you know, get one or two things implemented and add something else and add something else. You know, of course, you know, all budget dependent of what you can do yourself or hiring somebody like us to do it. And so there's things like, you know, making sure your website that's built to convert, proactive SEO for both the organic and the Google Maps, making sure you've got reviews constantly coming in on a consistent basis and those reviews are being shared on your website and your social media, the right PPC campaigns, the social media ad system, you know, making sure that you're doing it strategically with funnels, that you're doing retargeting with it, just making sure that you're putting a full system and not just throwing up some ads and hoping it's going to work and you're just throwing spaghetti against the wall. You need to be strategic about these things because it's paying ad. You're spending marketing dollars. You want to make sure it's doing it correctly. And then again, following up and nurture. There's a lot of systems out there that you can use to do this. Of course, we have ours, which is lead, nurture, close. But you want to make sure that you're following up and nurturing all these people. It could even be existing customers. If you're not reaching out to them and besides asking for reviews and asking for referrals, but maybe they need to have some more work done, or maybe they know their sister is and they weren't thinking about you. So you want to be nurturing customers as well as these prospects. Any lead that's come in, as I said, they need multiple touches and you just don't want to throw them away. You've spent this money to get them in, or even effort to get them in as a lead. You need to follow up with them. And then, of course, retargeting anybody that's come to your website, social media. Again, you spent money to get them there. Not everybody's ready to make a buying decision now. And you also want to increase your brand awareness to them and let them know the kind of work that you do and the kind of company that you are, and building your business up to that level that you want to be at. And then most importantly is KPI tracking. You want to have your key performance indicators well front and center. I know some companies that put them up on the wall on a video so that everybody can see them. You want to share those with your team and with your upper lead management, as well as the crews under you. Get them on the same page so they understand what you're doing and where you're trying to get to. And as I said, on all this, it's not a which channel, it's multi-channel. You need to be focusing on all these and getting them all firing correctly, and so that you have this machine that's just, you know, churning out the conversions for you, and that is a sustainable business that you can actually depend on. And that's all done with an omnipresence. So one of the tools that I'm going to give you is this ultimate checklist. It's a 2-page checklist. It's pretty much itemized a lot of these things that we talked about with your website, with your SEO, with the follow-up. And it's a checklist that you can go through and kind of just check off. And I encourage you to actually take this and do it. Go through it. It'll get you thinking about things that you can do. Thank you, Daniel, for putting that in there. And it's things that you can actually do to implement and start propelling your business. Put this in place. And then it gives you a plan of, okay, I have these things, and maybe highlight things that you want to do and take care of. So you can go to that link. It's in the chat as well. You can grab this, this checklist, and this will help with your plan. The other thing is that I mentioned, we dropped the link in earlier, but we have a worksheet, and it talks about the numbers with your goals, your targets, how many leads. And then it takes it a step further. It actually chunks it down by month, and it gives you percentages that you can actually look at. So, and it includes even your offline marketing, percentage for, referrals and engaging with past clients and keeping those things coming in. Any offline marketing that you're doing, you can put those in there and kind of come up with the numbers that you need to be spending. Small Business Administration says any small business that's doing 5 million or under, just to keep it status quo, they should be doing between 5% and 8% of their gross target. So again, if you're trying to get to $1 million next year, then you should be doing, at a bare minimum, to be status quo, you should be doing 8%. And if you really want to grow that, say you're already a $1 million company and you want to get to 1.5, you should be doing 10 to 15, because that's going to exponentially get you moving to that direction rather than just kind of keeping at a status quo with your marketing efforts. So that's all in this worksheet. And then we also have some additional things to kind of just get your mind going and to plan out every month for your marketing, what kind of emails to do, what kind of social media to do, and where to focus on SEO. And just use that as a place of starting point to kind of get your mind going and to put things in place and plan out, and so you can take action with them. So it's a great worksheet to kind of get you there. So of these things that we talked about, I would like to know, and you can put this down in your workbook, you can refer to it later, at least put it down on paper. What are your top three, just the top three, out of all those things we've talked about, what are the top three internet marketing initiatives that you need to implement to hit your 2021 goal. You know, we've already talked about the goals. We've talked about the messages and the marketing and your who. So what three things are you going to get in place for 2021? Which means you need to start thinking about it now. You need to do these things now. You can't start SEO 6 months from now and hope to be ranking, you know, during 6 months. You know, you need to be starting to do those things now so that these things are starting to get and put in place and starting to affect your bottom line. So pick three. If anybody wants to share in the chat, I would love to see what three things that you want to implement. But just put it in writing and then share. Share it with your team, share it with your employees, your staff. And then I would like to hear any takeaways, you know, based off of this. You know, what did you learn? What did you notice? What, anything you'd like to share? I know some people that have shared with me some things when I've shared this to them is the biggest thing that caught their attention was needing to have to do multiple channels. They always thought, I can just do one, and they didn't see the impact that it has. And then another big one, is the conversions. You know, some small changes, not changing anything, will actually increase your conversions. That's a huge one. And the whole point is putting down your goals, putting a plan to get to those goals, and taking action. You know, taking imperfect action is better than taking no action at all. And if you don't have, you know, clear goals, you're not going to get there. You know, failing to plan is planning to fail. So, you know, here's what we've covered. We've set your goals for 2021. If you haven't done so, you know, you can go back and rewatch this replay, where you can pause it and write things down. You have our workbook and worksheet. Hopefully you took a lot of notes. You know, so you need to know how many leads that you need to hit that target. A lot of people are just kind of flying by the seat of their pants and they don't have these things laid out in front of them. The three fundamentals of marketing success. You know, if you get these three things in place, it's going to make it so much easier to actually hit those goals. How to optimize your website for conversion in 2021 and beyond, making sure you have that phone number in the top right corner, making sure you're not playing hide and seek with your phone number, you have the right authentic photos, you know, not doing stock images. There's a place for stock images, but again, people want to see people, and the authentic photos will drastically increase the conversions. The big picture of this whole online marketing strategy and being omnipresent, you know, all these different marketing channels, and that you should be tapping into, you know, which ones and what's a high priority so that you can maximize your lead flow. And then the latest trends that you need to focus on in 2021. Video, Facebook ads, retargeting, text, these are all trends that if you don't do these things and put them in place, your competitors will, guarantee it, and you're going to be, you know, being left in the dust. So you not only want to be you know, ahead of the game, you want to dominate your local market. So what we've done with all this is we've developed a custom action plan based on where you're at right now, your actual company, what your revenue is right now, what your goals are right now, where you want to get to 2021, and how you're going to do it. Right? So we've developed that for you. And as I said, you know, word of my promise is the free checklist and cheat sheets. You can go to this link, /reward. If Daniel, Kristen, you guys could drop that in the chat for me. You can grab these and use these along with the workbook and the worksheet to map out your plan, to get some wind going in your sailboat so that you can just drive forward and make sure you're on track to reach where you want to go. And I don't normally offer discounts. Anybody that's been following me for a while now, I don't typically do discounts, but you know, this month has been speaking to me. You know, we've been doing well, we've been blessed, and I really want to kind of give back. And so if anybody that is interested in, you know, working with us and using our service, if they mention this, we're going to give them 20% off the first month of service with us, just to kind of give back and share a little bit, because we have been blessed and it's the month of giving. So if anybody is interested in that, we can drop a link for the scheduling with us and just make sure that you mentioned that, and we'll get that going for you here for the summer. If anybody has any questions, wants to speak to us on any piece of this or implementing this and having us do this for them, let's talk. You know, you can call us at 844-993-1113, or you can jump on the link and schedule a session with us, and we would love to see where you are, how we can help you implement these things, and get you, you know, where you need to be for 2021 and start doing that today. So if there's any questions in the chat, I know this is being shared in Facebook as well. We're streaming live there. I'll go back and answer any questions in the Facebook that might be there. But we're here. You know, our mission is to triple the sales for 500 landscaping, hardscaping, and outdoor living companies. And we want to make that happen for you. So we're available. We hope you have, you know, a blessed day. And I really look forward to talking to you guys soon. All right. Thanks and have a great day.
If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure that you go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Give us your feedback and let us know how we did. And also, if you're interested in taking your home services business to the next level online, make sure that you visit leadnurtureclose.com today and learn more about our services. And go ahead and download our free internet marketing checklist for home service contractors. You'll learn a thing or two about what you can improve for your business online.